13:32, 4BU, the big brekkie with Daniel. Thanks to Bundy, Juice, Cindy Lauper, and Time After Time at 7:16. Let's turn our attention now to some Monday motivation with Rick Mirabella from runners.com. Rick, good morning to you.
Morning, Dan and the Bundy crew. What a time to be alive.
Well, we're going to talk about time after time, and that's what we're talking about this morning because a lot of us don't have time and we use that as an excuse.
Time, weather, there's lots of blockades in there. There's a great book called Atomic Habits, and it's a belter. It's by James Clear, and it's just it talks a lot about removing friction and removing stoppages from what could be really healthy routines. And often people, and this is my biggest thing with people, you don't have to be a world beater. You don't have to go and do an hour workout in the gym. It's that regularity. It's how do you keep the ball rolling? That's all you got to do. And if you get up and show up and put your gear on, that's half the battle. So I know that it's quite warm up there still, but again, it's all relative, and the mornings are colder. So just trying to just spend a bit of money for some gloves and a beanie and a bit of an overjacket, and all of a sudden you leave that right near your alarm clock. You put it on. You don't think. You breathe. But what we spoke about last week: put some water on the face. You're in control. You move for 5 minutes. If you move for seven, that's bloody magnificent. But you move for five, and all of a sudden, your day is set. Your week is set. Don't give yourself an out by saying the weather's no good. If the weather's no good, or you're too cold, or you don't like it when it's a bit nippy, you get some gloves, you get a beanie, you do whatever you've got to do to regain control.
So with that as well, you're exactly right. So you get what you need to do to make yourself comfortable and do that 5 to 7 minutes. But we still often use that excuse of we don't have the time, or I've got to do this first, or I've got to do that first. I guess it's also, as you say, setting that goal and saying, okay, at 7:45 on a Monday morning, I'm going to go out and go for a walk. Tomorrow at 8:15, I'm going to do that. So setting yourself that time and saying, look, no more excuses.
No, and it's not, the thing is, people say they don't have time because they've got too much of an expectation of themselves to say they want to do everything at once. They want to do an hour, or they want to do a 5K walk, or they think it's not worth it if they only do 5 to 10 minutes, but it is the opposite. 5 to 10 minutes does build into stuff, number one, but to be honest, it's enough. It's enough. Mm. If you are one of those people that are hugely time poor, it has to start there, okay? So it has to be 5 minutes, because 5 minutes is going to pay you back down there. It's like compound interest in a bank account. It's just compounding. So those 5 minutes in a cold winter's morning is absolutely crucial. It's the ones that you say, oh, I've only got literally a 15-minute window before I've got to get the kids out of school. You need to take seven of those 15 minutes for yourself, because if you don't make time for it now, then you're really, like the old saying, you're going to make a lot of time and money on medical bills later on down the track. So taking time, 5 to 10 minutes for yourself, get the right attire, get your right setup, and don't make it something it's not. You don't have to go and change the world and become a bloody Olympic athlete every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday morning. It's literally just five-minute blocks. The amount of time it takes to brush your teeth is the amount of time you're going to take walking around the block. That's it. Walk to the letterbox and back. That's all it's got to be.
Let's multitask. You mentioned there about brushing your teeth. We can go for a walk and brush our teeth at the same time.
Why can't you? And you can, I tell you what, you can listen on audio books. So you've got three things: education, oral hygiene, and exercise.
Hey, Rick, really do appreciate your time, my friend.
The trifecta. See you, Dan.